Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We are winding down the off-season editions of this show, starting to look ahead, starting next week at Penn State's season opener against Idaho on August 31st, next Saturday. For now, we're going to start things off resetting the recruiting board as we start to shift more into season mode, the recruiting calendar, who the top targets are, what the space is like, what the next objectives are, when the next decisions are coming for you to watch. So we'll start with that. We'll continue our position preview series, which I guess we'll have one or two of those to circle back to next week. We're looking at wide receivers and tight ends this week, and we are going to round things up with Ask Greg, your Penn State football and recruiting questions for our own Greg Pickle here. I wanted to start, and it makes sense to do this every few weeks just as things change. Commitments come, commitments go, all that kind of stuff. Penn State now at 22 commitments in all in the 2020 class. Remind everybody, Greg, what we're dealing with from a scholarship number standpoint. Penn State light on scholarships, the overall scholarship total. So 25 is typically the limit. They can maneuver things around to get how many in the door in this class.
Well, they're convinced that if there are 30 players who want to come play for Penn State in this cycle, that they'll be able to take every one of them. Now,
can they do more than 30?
I don't think so. James Franklin, Terry Smith, and Tyler Bone have all been pretty clear on the 30 number during interviews both at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago and also during Media Day at Penn State a couple weeks ago. So it looks like 30 is the max. I think they're going to still have to hit at a really high rate to actually get that far, or just take shots on guys that, you know, maybe you want in most years, which maybe you do just because you have the option to. Time will tell. But yeah, at this point, I would say there's room for 8 more, barring any decommitments. And, you know, they have a top target board at this point that's 7 to 10 guys deep. So again, they'd have to hit almost 100% to fill it out with the guys on that board. So
to be clear, by the way, if a player is on Penn State's top target board, there is a sense of reality that target can actually happen.
Right, right.
They're not just throwing out, like, we'd love to have these 8 guys. There are actual relationships there.
Exactly. These are guys who legitimately could be a part of this program. So, yeah, you know, I think that the reason they can do this is just because they have, you know, expectations for guys moving on now through the transfer portal if they don't play as much. Obviously, you have some guys leave early for the NFL that you're not either you are expecting to, or maybe ones that you didn't think would that decided to do it anyway. So it's always a numbers game. And I think it can get a little bit dicey here, because if you assume more guys are going to transfer than what actually do, that can be a little bit messy when it comes down to, you know, getting your roster in order come to February of next year when the final signing day happens. So we'll see how everything plays out. But my gut feeling says they're more in the 26 to 28 range as opposed to the 29 or 30 range.
But your default position in life is pessimist. So
correct.
If you're thinking 26 to 28, I'm thinking 30. I'm a glass half full guy. By the way, this is a little bit of an aside. I wanted to cover it earlier this week, but RJ Adams, the offensive lineman who, you know, he did a little SEC tour earlier this summer, picked up offers from, what was it, LSU and Tennessee, I think were the two, made that swing. Now he just picked up an offer from Alabama. I'm just curious your perspective on, you know, his willingness to share about that, his desire to get these offers, and the fact that he took these visits while he was committed to Penn State. Does that all suggest that RJ Adams might be the shakiest of the 22 commits?
I would say so. I mean, if you look at the rundown of guys in this current class for Penn State, I mean, who else would you put ahead of him? I mean, he's been pretty clear about the fact that he's okay with taking visits, and in fact, he wants to take visits and see other schools. He has taken visits, so none of the other guys on the commitment list have come out and openly said that. So to think that anybody else then would be ahead of him in a conversation about the shakiest commits is just wrong. So can Penn State hold on to him? I think it was good that they got him back to campus in July. Obviously, if he was really starting to trend the wrong way, then he would be elsewhere by now, or he would have went elsewhere that weekend instead of coming to Penn State. So I don't think the Lions are without a shot to hold on to his recruitment, but I do think that it's going to be much harder to keep his commitment than it would, certainly from the other guys that are already committed in this class. And also, I think it'll be harder to keep his commitment than it will be to get future ones from some of these guys still left on the board.
So that'll be one to watch for sure as we we get into the fall and we start to approach that December signing day. One of the next guys up here, maybe the next guy up when it comes to priority targets, Kevon Lee, who's another running back from the state of Florida. They just got Keziah Holmes. He's an interesting player. Jalen Berger, I think we might talk about a little bit, is also under that running back category who's got some more position flexibility. Holmes might not be a conventional running back, but Kevon Lee is a conventional running back. Is 6 feet, 223 pounds. Penn State currently listed as the favorite in his crystal ball picks. Is this really, are we really going to be going down this road where we are back-to-back classes with two running backs? And in this case, be the third Florida running back
right
in two classes? Is this realistic right now?
Yeah, absolutely it is. I mean, I think Penn State's the leader in the clubhouse for that running back out of Florida, Kevon Lee. And here's the concern that I would have, though, is that he's going to decide August 26th. Keziah Holmes decided August 9th. Penn State plays its first game August 31st. What if things don't go as expected with their running backs this year? What if one guy becomes a superstar? Maybe not a Saquon Barkley level of transcendent talent, but still like maybe a Miles Sanders where he just doesn't come off the field all that much. What will these young running backs think about things then if the picture isn't maybe what they thought it would be, or if there's not two guys getting a lot of run? Because if you're going to come in a class, if you're going to go to a school where the running backs are mostly already young and you're going to go with somebody else, you better be pretty darn sure that school is going to use a couple different guys on Saturday. So I think that it's good that they got Keziah Holmes' commitment. That's a big thumbs up. They get Kevon Lee's commitment. That's an even bigger thumbs up for the recruiting class as a whole. And if there's one recruiter who could hang on to these guys no matter what happens on the field, it's Jaywon Sider, who of course heads up Florida recruiting and running back recruiting. But ultimately, I think the big concern will be if things don't go as well as they are expected to on offense, or if one of these guys' options open up to other schools, maybe one's closer to home or what have you, then, you know, will there be factors to be concerned about later in the year? And that's just a question it's too hard to answer at this point. I mean, Keziah Holmes doesn't really look like a guy who's going to waver on his commitment, and I think Penn State should be pretty happy with where it sits with Kevon Lee, but these are ones that you always got to keep an eye on until the very end. Again, especially if things don't go on offense like Penn State hopes they will.
Well, that is an interesting thing. And by the way, Roar Lions Roar, the Penn State blog, did a really good breakdown in the past couple weeks of Jaywon Sider and the position and the running back groups that he's led, and how last year I don't have the numbers in front of me, but last year was by far the exception to the rule when it came to leaning on a number one back as opposed to spreading the ball around. I think that's something he believes in. I absolutely am starting to buy into more and more Penn State distributing the ball more evenly. I think my opinion has changed since the offseason began because, you know, you've got three or four really good options. I think Penn State is absolutely going to use them. So as far as, you know, being concerned about portraying something differently to these guys coming aboard, I think Penn State is going to back that up in 2019. We'll see. Kevon Lee, August 26th is the decision to watch. Could be another big addition for Penn State if the crystal ball holds true that whole time. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State football and recruiting. We're resetting the class of 2020 recruiting board going down the stretch here as we start to approach the first national signing day. By the way, we're still looking ahead to 2019 Penn State season. We're going to preview the wide receivers and tight ends a little bit later in the show. If you're staying at GoPSURV's lot for the Idaho game, the season opener on August 31st, we've got your chance to be in a commercial. Friend of the show, Nick from Harrisburg, and the award-winning crew from GK Visual will be filming the ultimate tailgating experience all weekend long. From the luxurious RVs, catered meals, and free shuttle to and from the game, it's your chance to be famous. Of course, if you don't wish to be photographed, you don't have to be. We're not all Greg Pickle. You don't have to show your face everywhere you go.
Right.
But it's a nice little option in addition to all the options that they have there. And if you aren't familiar with the Ultimate Tailgating Experience, if you're not there for that season opener, you'll get a chance with this commercial. There's also going to be a prize given out for the best Penn State tailgate. 409 Tailgate Club, barbecue, and some wine being sold there. Free 409 Tailgate Club meal for everybody in your party if you purchase through August 30th. A lot going on at GoPSURV.com. And now the latest is a commercial for that Idaho weekend. Just walk me through just a couple real quick, just a couple minutes of the high priority targets on the board. Just refresh people's memories on where we're at with them.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point on offense, the two that really stand out to me, besides Kevon Lee, I don't want to get too much more into him because we don't have that much time left and we've got some other names to get to, but Theo Johnson, the four-star tight end from Canada, is still a major one. You know, Iowa, Georgia, Michigan, still some of the other teams really fighting hard for him, and it looks like no decision's going to be made anytime soon, so Penn State has a chance to impress him this fall. And then you have Keandre Lambert. While Penn State is in pretty darn good shape at the receiver position in this class, they still want at least one more guy to fill in there, and I think Keandre Lambert is the one that's at the top of the list. So it's his, those two and Lee for me when it comes to the offensive side of the ball. Ibrahim Traore, the offensive lineman from New York, Dustin, is definitely in the conversation as well. You have Jalen Berger, the running back from New Jersey, still in the mix as a kid that, you know, is not ready to decide too soon, and you have to wonder if it's a race between him and Kevon Lee to commit to Penn State, because I don't know if the Lions are going to take three. But on the flip side, if you're going to take 30, what's to harm of taking three linebackers? And maybe one of those guys can play a different position, or he's a kick return specialist or something else. And then one name to mention on the defensive side of the ball quick, and I think that's the side where you're going to see the board evolve a little bit as senior tape comes in and some more offers go out. But Zariah Fisher, the Alakippa, defensive end, linebacker, tackle, whatever exactly he ends up being at the next level, is one to watch. And somebody I think Penn State would really like to take a commitment from. Michigan State is in that conversation too.
So I think just to circle back real quick on the running backs, I don't consider Keziah Holmes under that conventional running back tag. I think Kevon Lee is. I think Jalen Berger might not be that down-to-down grinder. I think you might be looking at a hallmark of this class. I don't think they get all three of them anyway, but I think you're going to have a little bit more position versatility in this class than you did, say, with Devin Ford and Noah Cain. Different guys, different skill sets, but both pretty pure running backs. I think Keziah Holmes could be an interesting player. Jalen Berger could be an interesting player. So I think getting two out of three would be a big deal. So there you go. That's Penn State's 2020 board as we start to shift the calendar and get into season mode. Everybody is. Penn State is. All these high school prospects are. So the calendar is going to evolve. Let's get back to the 2019 season. We're going to continue our preview series looking at wide receivers right after this.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.